What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I know past 14 years have been a lot of struggle, you know, a lot of hard times. And I know the fans, you know, a lot of the fans have stuck with it throughout that whole time period, and a team that's really looking forward to the future and just trying to, you know, take steps forward. And it's a blue collar city. You know, there's a lot of rich history within the city. You know, I believe it was steel or we, you know, those were the industries there. And so, like I said, a blue collar city, and I'm sure the fans will appreciate my game. Probably very similar to what it is in Owen Sound, you know, a smaller market, you know, going to draw from smaller cities out of town. And
Sabres third round pick, defenseman David Bedkowski. Very much part of the theme of the draft and the theme for the Sabres. Get big dudes who are willing to hit people and get the puck back. Paul Hamilton on with us here for our Monday edition of the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And yeah, Paul, we only really got to hear from a few of the players on Saturday. What did you take away from Bedkowski? Because he seems to be a guy that he's like, look, guys, I'm not going to play offense. I'm here to play defense.
Why are you so violent? you're always talking about violence.
Violence. I said the same thing to Owen. I'm like my favorite, you know, word you're using to describe people is violent. I'm like, let's go, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, he definitely would bring a look that's a lot different for the Buffalo Sabres. Now, let's all be honest. You would hope somebody like that can make the team, but, you know, how many third-round picks actually make the NHL? I mean, it's... I'm going through the Sabres when the last time a third-round pick made the NHL. Eric Portillo's played one NHL game, and I'm still going. I'm still going. Casey Fitzgerald.
There we go.
2016 has played 63 NHL games. So he hasn't really, you know, Jonas Johansson's played 80 as a goaltender. Nick Baptiste played 47. So, yeah, most third-round picks, Justin Kia is a referee now. I'm back to 2011 already. Dan Catanucci played 12. Braden McNabb, there you go. Third-round pick has played 822 games. So you have to go back to 2009 to find a Sabre that has made a huge contribution as a third-round pick, and Braden McNabb would fit that mold.
I think we were there for a long time, too, Paul, with second-round picks. I think Paterka was, like, the first second-round pick in a while that really broke out. It was for a little bit there. I don't know how many years in a row, but just for a little while, it was like if it wasn't a top-five overall pick,
Samuelson's a second.
Samuelson's a second. That's right.
Lukanen's a second.
Okay.
Asplund is a second. He's played
more
NHL games than I would have thought. He's played 189 NHL games, and I would not have guessed that had you put Gouley. He didn't turn out. Brandon Lemieux has played 307 NHL games. Comfort would be the last one that really 2013, he's played 576 NHL games, has been a good NHL player. So he would be probably – and Jake McCabe from 2012 has played 643 NHL games. So those, again, yeah, we're going back a ways.
Going a little bit. You mentioned 2016, and I'm like, I'm not going to say it, but that's the year I graduated high school. Like, that is painful. I got a Facebook message a year ago. It was like, yeah, we're getting ready for our tenure. And I'm like, don't. How dare you say that?
You don't age very well. I would have guessed you close to 40. So.
Well, you know, I consider myself like wine, Paul. My back hurts, but I've got the humor of a dad. So we're okay. We'll get through it. Paul, you mentioned there right before we went to break, Darren Dreger report. Less maybe a report, but more he's kind of just giving credit to Utah and how aggressive they've been in the market this offseason. Of course, going to get Paterka, now potentially being in the Brad Marchand maybe sweepstakes. I don't know if it's going to necessarily be sweepstakes, but I think a lot of teams are going to be in on him. Do want to talk Utah here, but also one of the teams you mentioned, Toronto. And I said I think one team needs to kind of, you know, move heaven and earth to do it. Toronto fits that bill. I mean, it's another kind of, you know, failed season, even though realistically looking back at the playoffs, they gave Florida everything they could handle. But at the end of it, Marchand was still that guy that just put the dagger in their heart. And now, I mean, it's all but assured Mitch Marner is going to leave. It also feels pretty secure that it's probably going to be Las Vegas. But Marchand especially, you mentioned it, the age. You know, he's going to be 37, 38 this year. But for Florida, he fit like a glove and was huge for them in the playoffs.
And, yeah, what is the problem with Toronto? They just can't get over the hump.
Mm-hmm.
They've given a lot of teams good series.
Yeah.
What about that Boston series where they allowed the Bruins to come all the way back? It looked like Toronto had that wrapped up. Toronto, I mean, this year against Florida, they were up 2-0, and I think it was they were up 3-0 in game 3 and lost it.
I believe that's right, yep.
And that's that. So they had a golden opportunity to go up 3-0. Now, the Loose Leafs have blown that before, and you are playing the defending Stanley Cup champion, so that's no guarantee. But, you know, to get a player like that who, you know, when it's on the line is at his best. Problem with the Maple Leafs is when it's on the line, their stars are not their stars. This is such a simple statement, but your best players have to be your best players. And when it absolutely matters the most, the Toronto Maple Leafs' best players aren't their best players. And Marchand would be that. That's why he is such a good player. Bennett, so who we talked about earlier, is that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it's on the line, he's one of your best players. And everybody can't do that. And the Leafs have a bunch that can't do it at all. And that's why Marner is looking for somewhere else to be, and I think Marchand would be an excellent choice for them because he might be able to change that culture.
Yeah, that's a big thing for me there is I think you get Marchand into Toronto, I think he kind of flips what they're doing. Like there is a semblance of just like legitimate credibility of like he just wins where he goes. He went to Florida when they really needed a jump start with Tkachuk dealing with injury issues, and he was perfect for them, and he won a cup with them. I do find it funny, too, that Boston is going to be in for the market for Marchand. Like they trade him away, he goes to win a cup, and he might go back there. That, to me, is hysterical. But Utah as well, Paul.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you're an Arizona fan, there's got to be a little frustration that, like, they moved to Utah and immediately they're getting very aggressive. All the players are starting to hit. Like, Clayton Keller had, like, 90 points last year. They make the Paterka trade. Like, they look serious.
Did you just say if you're an Arizona fan?
I know. There's four of them. I know. But they are there. They are real.
If they were selling the building out, they would still be there.
That is right.
So that is right. But, you know, other fan bases, Florida had a horrendous fan base until they started, you know, all of a sudden going to the finals, and now you can't get a seat in the place. Before, they were covering seats, covering them up in the top, you know, because they were embarrassed that nobody was there. You would come in, it was like a Sabres home game. It was like a Toronto game here. Carolina was that way. Mm-hmm. Carolina fans hate Saber fans because they think they're so arrogant. And, you know, they used to – any Carolina fan that tried to go to a Saber game, it would be half or more Saber fans. And apparently from what they say, they were obnoxious. I don't know. I wasn't in the stands. but that's not the case anymore. So a lot of places where hockey just never was anything. Here's the NHL. Are you kidding me? You're going to try Atlanta for a third time. What about the first two where nobody showed up? But you can also say, you know, the Atlanta Flames were a little bit better. The Atlanta Thrashers certainly weren't. They didn't give anybody any reason to come watch
them. Yeah.
But it could have eventually flipped around if Arizona was better. But they weren't, and they couldn't get a new arena. And there was nothing wrong with the arena they had. It was a beautiful arena, but I think it might have been the location. But then again, it's right next to the football stadium where the Arizona Cardinals play.
Yeah.
You know, and people came to that. So I actually liked around the arena where Arizona was. It was almost like a mini little village and city. There were lots of bars and restaurants, like right there as you walk out the door. It was kind of a cool place. I enjoyed being there. I enjoyed going out there and you know, I liked it there, but they just didn't have the team that
it wasn't going to convince people to go out
to make people want to come watch it.
Yeah. I mean, and that's a frustrating thing. I mean, now you look at Buffalo. Buffalo's got that hockey blood in it. I mean, we're, you know, arguably in the Northeast. I mean, that makes sense. We don't have college football, but we have hockey kind of deal. And you still will get people in the arena. I think there is that this fan base that is just ready to pop like the moment they're good. I think if the Sabres start fast this year, Paul, I think you're going to – there will be issues. I'm not saying they're going to all be forgiven, but I think there's going to be just like, I don't care, I'm going to go. They're exciting. They're fun. I'll deal with all of that later. It's just I don't think they're that far off, Paul. I really don't. Maybe I'm being naive in thinking that. Maybe I'm locked into just – I think Tage is awesome. I think Darlene's awesome. I think Power's going to hit that next jump. I don't find them particularly that far off. I think they've just zigged where they should have zagged. They didn't make a move when they should have kind of deal. The big losing streak this year and not making a move there. I am that kind of fan that, like, if we've talked about them a lot, if they signed Ehlers on Tuesday or Wednesday this week, I'd be all in and thinking they could at least be a playoff team. They could at least make a serious push for it.
Yeah, it just seems like they've tried everything. They've tried, you know, changing the players numerous times. They've mm-hmm. tried changing the coach numerous times. They've tried changing the general manager numerous times. It hasn't worked. I mean, how in the world can you have Ryan O'Reilly, Jack Eichel, Sam Reinhardt, and Evander Kane on your team and still be one of the worst teams in the NHL? How does that work? You know, you decided you were going to tank. Quite honestly, the tank worked. You were trying to get either Jack Eichel or mm-hmm. Connor McDavid. Plus, you did it a year early so you could get a very good player. They weren't tanking for Sam Reinhardt, although Murray did say had Reinhardt been, you know, had they had the number one pick, they would have taken him number one anyway. They did like him. But, you know, they tanked to get the high pick. They got a very good player in Sam Reinhardt. They tanked again, got the second best player in Eichel.
Mm-hmm.
But what did you do? You had a GM that had no idea how to mix that in.
That's always been my big thing. You're right. Like the tank worked. It's the post tank that really fell apart.
Yeah, absolutely. It was like, all right, the tank worked. You've got two really good players to build with, and what did you do with it? Absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you still remained at the bottom of the league until those players said, well, you know what? Bye. I mean, and then you got Eichel in 2015, and 3 years later, you're still drafting first overall. And then you get Darlene, and then 3 years later, you're still drafting
still
first overall. And you go out and get Power. So, you know, you follow up Reinhardt and Eichel, and what do? You take Alex Nylander the next year. Are you kidding me? What in the world made you think that you should take Alex Nylander when Sergachev was right there? You could have taken him. I just, Charlie McAvoy, Chychrun, all were there. But you decide you want Alex Nylander. Beautiful. That's just the way to help yourselves out after you just tanked and gotten Reinhardt and Eichel, and you go out and take Alex Nylander. Congratulations on that one.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
But that's what I mean, too, about like the zig when they should have zagged. I mean, it's just they've had moments. I mean, even some of like the coaching hires they've had have come with pretty good pedigree. Bielsma and Housley, I think, had both had pretty good reviews nationally from everyone thinking that that would be a really good move. General managers, maybe a little bit less so. It's been a little while. I can't totally remember all the reviews there. But, Paul, I'm also bringing up the Eichel stuff and the tank. The 10-year anniversary just passed of the Eichel draft, and I've talked about it with Derek. I've talked about it with Owen and Joe. Those feelings that night. Of getting Eichel and then the O'Reilly trade and then a few months prior the Evander Kane trade. It's really quite stunning to look back at 2015 and to now and go, oh, the Bills have lapped them in terms of both credibility, excitement, memories, all of that. When that night, it felt like the Sabres were just on a forward trajectory. They were going straight to the moon, and it just never happened.
That's insane that it's been 10 years
since
Eichel. It's insane. Time goes by just so quickly. It's just crazy. I have no words. Mm-hmm. It just seemed like we were walking around interviewing Eichel after he just got drafted. I mean, it's just I can't – and 11 years since I remember going to Toronto where they had the three prospects available and, Ekblad and Bennett and Reinhardt and talking to them then before the draft. I remember that perfectly, talking to all three of them, thinking, okay, who would be a good fit for the Sabres, after trying to talk to them. And 11 years ago.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. The anniversaries will always screw me up, Paul. Time is a flat circle to me, Paul. A year will go by and I'm like, really? All right, I guess it did. And it's always something that throws me off. But yeah, whenever these anniversaries roll around, I'm like, that doesn't sound correct. I remember where I was and I shouldn't. But yeah, it's been something I've thought about a lot the last few days, or just how different the feelings, the vibes were around each team. And even for the Bills, it was so sudden when they broke the drought and then Allen comes in and they got the right coach, they got the right GM. By year three, he pops off and they haven't slowed down since. Where for the Sabres, we're through multiple coaches, we're arguably through multiple tanks. multiple GMs, and it's just. But again, I still sit here, and it's with a lot of these recent teams, they're not that far off. I mean, if they don't lose 13 straight games and not make a single move because Rasmus Dahlin goes down, they've made the playoffs. You go back a few years ago when they miss out on by 1 point. If you don't just lose a ton of games in a row and gain no points, no loser points as you put it, you probably make the playoffs. And it's just it. You know, we talked about in the first hour, you don't want to hope for things, but at a certain point, you know, luck will play into it. And they've just never gotten lucky, it feels like. You can have bad management. You can have arguably bad ownership. But sometimes luck will help you. The Bills did ultimately fall into Josh Allen. His talent would tell you he probably should have been taken one overall. Instead, he's the third quarterback off the board, and his development is perfect. If it's not, I mean, where are the Bills right now if his development isn't perfect? It feels like the Sabres have not had any of those moments, and it sucks. You know, you want to make your own moment. You want to make your own luck and what have you. But sometimes, yeah, the hockey gods or the sports gods got to help you out a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it just nothing seems to fall into place for them. I mean, that late season game against Florida – and Florida wins it 2-1. It was the last week of the season. It might have been the second or third last game of the year. Buffalo played well in that game. Both teams played well, and Florida won it 2-1, made the playoffs. Had Buffalo won it 2-1, Buffalo would have made the playoffs instead of Florida, and Florida would not have been in the Stanley Cup Finals.
And that's the thing, too. I mean, how different does the NHL landscape look now if the three-time – you know, going to the Stanley Cup team doesn't go the first time. There's an argument they could start over, maybe not with Tkachuk, but kind of start over with a new core there. They weren't maybe not looking back at the two-time Stanley Cup champions. I mean, it really is foundational to how the NHL has gone the last few years. Look at the draft. A bunch of teams trying to build themselves like Florida.
But look at also the COVID year.
Yep.
I remember we're sitting in Montreal in mid-March, and we're having dinner. And the NBA guy, whoever it was, got COVID. And then all of a sudden the NBA got canceled.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're wondering, okay, what's going to happen here? Thursday, the game is against the Canadians is Thursday. We're told not to go to the morning skate. And by noon, it's like pack up on the way home. This NHL is now canceled too. Had that game been played and the Sabres had beaten the Canadians, they would have been in the COVID playoffs.
It's just, it's crazy to think about how, like how did it get here? And you're like, well, there's a few things that really you got to wonder if a higher power's against you. You just have to wonder a little bit here.
Yeah, they just would have had to win that last. This NHL just had to wait one more day to cancel the season.
Mm-hmm.
Had the Sabres been able to play the Canadians and win, and there's Buffalo, you know, easily could have won that game.
Yeah.
That's all they had to do. They would have been in the playoffs, and then we wouldn't be talking about a drought.
And, you know, and not only not talking about a drought, you saw how the NHL at large felt about the Sabres in that year they missed by one. When they were young, fun, exciting, it felt like, okay, they've got a gem and a coach in Don Granato. Tage Thompson, who the hell's this guy? He's just come out of nowhere. If they make the playoffs in one of those years, whether it be COVID or the 1 point year, what have you, how does the league look at them at large? Does it change radically, or is it just a little bit? But does it also maybe change how the Sabres themselves operate now that they've tasted the playoff success? They've gotten, you know, the playoff game revenue and stuff like that. And do they say, or it really, is it just we're not having the conversations, Paul, we're having the first hour of you've got to really convince Ehlers to come here. You might have to really overpay to get him here, where instead it's like, well, no, they made the playoffs 2-3 years ago. He's willing to come here. You know, the real big thing that we all talk about with trades, the no trade clauses, are a lot of those wiped out. They kind of were in that 1 point out year. It's just, I think about it a lot painfully, I get it, of just like where this team could be if it was just for 1 year. Just for 1 year. Football's different. Football, if you don't have a quarterback, especially in the modern days, you're really not going anywhere. Hockey, 50% of the teams make the playoffs. It takes just a few moves for you to get past some people. And I look at teams like Montreal, who tasted success last year and have decided they never want to feel empty ever again. You know, we're hearing Sidney Crosby rumors. They go get Noah Dobson. They've already got all the scoring touch that they have there. The Russian guy that they brought up, Demidov, late last year. Like, they're making exciting moves. Florida, you've mentioned. They've got that fan base now. They never want to feel cruddy again like they were before. It's just, it just does feel like one of these years, if they could have just snuck in, it could have changed the entire trajectory of where they're at.
You brought up drafting Josh Allen. If you recall that day, Bean was getting killed.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Yeah.
They wanted him to take the other Josh, who never really made the NFL.
He played really 1 year, and then Arizona gets the number one overall pick. They take Murray. They trade him. They got him out.
And he's never really played. I mean, no. So, you know, Bean stuck to his guns. He felt Josh Allen was the better quarterback. He got criticized for it. But he, as a general manager, couldn't care less if he gets criticized. That's not his thing. If you want to criticize, go ahead. I'm going to do what I think's best for the football team. And we think that drafting, you know, Josh Allen is best for the football team. So that's what he did, and he turned out to be right.
Yeah, and I'll say this always, because like I like to poke fun at myself, especially like draft misses, because let's be honest, if you're a draft expert, you're going to miss 90% of the time. I was a Darnold guy, and I was genuinely terrified that the Jets got Darnold. And I liked Josh Allen. I loved the story, but if you were going to tell Zach in 2018, hey, he's going to become like a phenom all-world kind of quarterback, I'd have called you a liar. I knew the potential, but the idea of him becoming that just felt so alien to me at that time.
Was that it? 18 he got drafted?
Yeah, 2018.
So the Sabres drafted Rasmus Dahlin in 18. The Bills drafted Josh Allen. Mm-hmm. Both are, quote, superstars. And look how one team wound up and look how the other team wound up.
And that's the thing. I mean, you look at it. I think the league at large does feel that way about Rasmus Dahlin. He's getting Norris votes this year and stuff like that. It's just, you know, if they're making the playoffs, what's the vibe around Rasmus Dahlin? Is it that they have their Josh Allen in-house? They just the few moves to help him out haven't been made yet. Maybe it's this week. I think this is going to be a foundational week for the Sabres with the money they have to spend, the cap going up. I know Joe DiBiase brought it up this morning. You know, if it's a 2-3 year deal, you can argue nothing's an overpay because of where the cap is going. And also for the Sabres, as I've mentioned it a few times, I don't think they're that far off. If you can add a few pieces into that top six forward group, maybe make a big Byram trade or even keep him and sign him to a long-term deal, long-ish term deal. We'll see what that actually ends up being. I think it could be something.
Well, if you get that forward and you've improved your defense, which I think they have,
mm-hmm.
and even if Byram stays another year or two, well, you still get another year or two out of it, you know, and then you get that person on the forward line, then all you got to worry about is your goaltending, because none of it matters if your goaltending isn't any good. If your goaltending mm-hmm. was like it was last year, none of it matters.
Yep.
But still, you know, that's you would have all that. Then you have to worry about the goaltending after that and see what happens.
We'll see what happens. 803-0550, the number to call. Zach Jones, Paul Hamilton hanging here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sabres Live coming up at 12 o'clock. This is WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.